Good evening. I'm Kevin Baird with the KUAC News Minor Update. For the second time in 8 days, a problem with the power lines between Fairbanks and Anchorage caused a brief but far-reaching power outage in Fairbanks. The outage was reported at 8 p.m. Tuesday, and power was restored to all customers by 10 p.m., said a Golden Valley Electric Association spokesman named Luann Berkeley. At its height, the outage affected some 23,500 homes and businesses, which is about half the electricity cooperative's customer base. Like a similar outage on July 16th and another one on June 8th, the outage was caused by a problem with the intertie, the high-voltage power lines that link Fairbanks with Anchorage. Berkeley didn't immediately have any information about what went wrong with the intertie on Tuesday or during the other outages this summer. Past problems with the intertie have been generally caused by damage to the line from falling trees or from vandalism. When Fairbanks loses power from the intertie, Golden Valley can restore power by turning on more power plants locally, but this doesn't happen instantaneously. Smaller outages can be prevented by using the cooperative's battery energy storage system. The Tanana Valley State Fair opens a week from Friday. New managers have filled the vendor space, recruited contest entries, and booked entertainment. And as KUAC's Robin reports, they are very hopeful they can put their past fair controversies behind them.
Weed Whackers buzzed as Jim McDermott, the new operations manager, walked around the grounds where 207 out of the 212 booth spaces were booked. McDermott has a background in management and ran for an Alaska House seat. He's part of the mostly new staff running the fair this year. They were hired by a mostly new fair association board, and they recruited mostly new volunteers. McDermott was hired in the spring and is a relentless cheerleader for the fair.
The team has fun. We love what we're doing, and we can't wait to put on a show for our community, and we hope they love it.
The new personnel of the Tanana Valley Fair Association have spent the spring and summer in community outreach and recruitment, trying to heal mistrust and bust some myths about how the fair is run. In his non-air-conditioned office, the new executive director, Blake Matray, who is also a recent hire and is also enthusiastic, says they have been using Facebook and YouTube videos to get this message across.
The Tanana Valley State Fair is a 501c3 nonprofit association. The fair essentially is put on for the community by a bunch of people from the community who come together to form the Tanana Valley State Fair Association.
Matray is the fourth fair boss since 2016, including two who stepped up to manage after their predecessors resigned. He inherited some leftover negativity. In 2013, there was a falling out between the fair organization and Golden Wheel Amusements, who had provided the Midway Carnival rides for almost four decades. Golden Wheel accused the fair of breaching its contract. The dispute was settled in 2015, but the fair has not asked Golden Wheel to return, and that company now runs a competing summer carnival in Fairbanks. This year it's at the Carlson Center and will overlap with the first 3 days of the fair. For the last 4 years, Canada-based A1 Midway has provided the carnival rides.
We've got really good rides with A1 Midway here. They've been working on trying to bring some new rides up for this year, so there'll be a little bit of a different look to it.
2 years ago, two musicians were stopped in the middle of their act and asked to leave by managers when some fairgoers erroneously assumed the musicians' song lyrics contained profanity and advocated violence. Some of the facts of the incident were shared widely on social media and caused distrust between the community and fair management. McDermott says the fair has a new entertainment coordinator and the whole association learned from the event.
We understand we have a history. Some has been phenomenal, and we've had a few hiccups too. It could have been handled with a little bit more finesse, yes. And we're going to do better, and we're going to keep getting better.
Matray says quality entertainment is a high priority for the new staff.
Little River Band is coming on August 9th on what is also Canned Food Day. Then we've got four other major concerts. We've got a band from California. We've got an R&B singer from Anchorage. We have Marty Brown from Nashville. And then we've got an up-and-coming country star named Austin Burke. It's coming up to open on Friday night the 3rd.
About 90,000 people visit the fair each year. The Tanana Valley State Fair began in 1924, making it the oldest fair in Alaska. In Fairbanks, I'm Robin.
Working at the Burrow Animal Shelter is a daily exercise in compromise due to a lack of space. Almost every room is multi-use and uses are sometimes incompatible. If someone is washing a dog and a veterinarian shows up to spay or neuter another animal, the surgery gets priority. The dog washing ends and the room must immediately be sterilized. The shelter gets a lot of birds or rodents. They're housed in the cat room, even though it's their natural predator. Employees have no dedicated area to change soiled clothing. The locker room area is also a laundry room and storage room. The animal shelter building lacks space for all of the shelter staff. 5 animal control employees work out of another building down the road. A new $17 million animal shelter is proposed on 2 bond ordinances up for a vote before the Fairbanks North Stowe Borough Assembly tonight. The new shelter is the most expensive project that could go to the voters at the October 2nd municipal election. The current shelter was built in 1974 and has been remodeled and added onto multiple times, resulting in about 6,178 square feet of space. An analysis conducted last year by Bettisworth North calls for a facility of 27,565 square feet. For more on tonight's stories and others, go to newsminer.com or kuac.org. I'm Kevin Baird.